First of all, our mission is exciting, and that helps us a lot. We have employees who have been waiting almost a lifetime to work at NASA, and so I think the work NASA does is probably one of the best things we have going for us.
But also, there's a lot about NASA, especially the research centers, the flight centers, you get away from headquarters. It's almost a campus-like feeling. It's almost an academic or research setting. And so I think that might be one of the reasons the people that work there feel at home.
Yes, and at our centers, there's a strong sense of community. And at our centers, the employees can reach out and touch NASA. They actually do. And each of our centers plays an important role in our shuttle and Constellation programs. And so there's a lot of excitement and energy around the accomplishments.
Even though there are exciting accomplishments that NASA is engaged in and everyone is very proud of their mission, you know, clearly you have the same challenges that every other federal agency has: transparency, accountability. You have a new space shuttle that we think might be retired, although members of Congress may have something still to say about that, with a new program, the Ares rocket, the Orion capsule, still in development, and lots of just management challenges. So do those enter into the picture when you look at the Human Capital Survey? They're talking about things like work-life balance and skills measurement as it applies to your mission. So how do you accomplish those things at NASA?
Well, first of all, we have a pretty well integrated human capital program, and we work together across the agency to provide the best in class human capital programs. And our employees ranked us high in all of them, and in most of them. And by high, I mean in best in class, we were ranked either 2 or 3 in teamwork, pay and benefits, work-life balance, training and development, support for diversity, strategic management, effective leadership, performance-based rewards, and family-friendly culture and benefits. And how we do that is through the integrated program. Employees talk to one another. They may have a strong sense of community at their center, but they're also frequently aware of what's going on at other centers. So through the Human Capital Program, the HR community has worked to make sure that employees have the same experiences and opportunities no matter where they work in NASA. And so we work hard to survey them, to use focus groups, to find out what it is that's important to them. And then, more importantly, we exchange that information across the agency in monthly video teleconferencing, in HR director telecons, and in workshops and meetings. And by doing that, we're engaging the entire workforce.
And also, I think it's probably somewhat extraordinary that the fact that it's been a big gap between leadership in NASA, between one administrator and the next, that this kind of good feeling the employees have seems to transcend whether or not there's actually an administrator in place.
Well, what I probably
Which I think is the strength of the organization.
Right. Well, what I should have stressed in addition to integrated human capital programs is that you can't have effective human capital programs if you don't have strong leadership throughout the agency. And we have a lot of support still with our acting administrator. He was here under Mike Griffin, and he continues to do a very good job. And he is very supportive of human capital, and that filters down. I think that is the reason why our human capital programs work, because our leadership supports them, and they communicate them down through the supervisory and managerial ranks, down to the employees, through focus groups and brown bag lunches and round tables. They use a variety of communication venues to stay engaged with their employees.
We're talking this morning to Tony Dossie, Assistant Administrator for Human Capital Management at the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, better known to all of us as NASA. And so that's important, really trying to find out how employees feel about the various aspects of their day-to-day job. Let's face it, even NASA's day-to-day. And then trying to employ that feedback into your programs. I mean, that's key, isn't it? I mean, really listening. It's one thing to do a survey and get feedback from people. And if no one feels that feedback is ever used or changes anything, then you get sick of giving it, right?
Absolutely. That's what works about our workforce strategy. We actually implement, we actually deliver on the tasks that employees have asked us to deliver. And so you can tell by our survey results that we get a very high response rate, and that's because employees see return on their investments of time. They see that if they tell us that something isn't working, that there's a strong likelihood it's going to be fixed.
And I also would like to credit the NASA Public Affairs and Public Relations apparatus. It's big and way more sophisticated than those in a lot of agencies. And so the public esteem for NASA is maintained consistently high through the years. I think that must have a little bit of effect on employee morale and how they feel about working there, too.
Sure, anytime employees see that what they're doing is
appreciated,
mm-hmm. valued, and not only do they get to touch NASA at their centers, but they know that family, friends, the country, internationally, NASA is recognized. That adds a lot.
Ms. Dossie, can I ask you a question about the shuttle landing today? Does the entire organization pay attention when there's a shuttle in the air, above Earth, in the atmosphere, when they're on a mission? Does the entire agency react to that?
Yes, we do. We're always excited when we have a successful launch, but I think we all hold our breath until our astronauts are safely home. And the information is communicated to us constantly. The status of the launch, the status of the activities while the astronauts are in place. And, for example, I'm getting emails regularly on the landing.
And so do you have any insider information? We know that it's not going to happen today. We think tomorrow, possibly, at Kennedy Space Center. Is there any further updates?
No, you know as much as I do.
Oh, I'm sure that you know a lot more than
well,
I do.
Well, I can be sure they can't wait to pop open a bottle of nice, fresh spring water.
Yes, I'm sure that's
right.
True.
Never saw the inside of a centrifuge.
Yeah, we'd love to ask. Well, that's aboard the International Space Station now.
Oh,
that's
okay,
not
right,
on
that's
the
right.
Shuttle. Right. Ms. Dossie, we thank you so much. We congratulate you, I think, on your human capital survey. Keep up the good work, and it's a pleasure talking with you this morning.
Thank you, Jane and Tom.